This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is expected to give its approval Tuesday to a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. The package includes about $550 billion in new spending and would pay for roads, water systems, and improving access to broadband internet. Tuesday's vote follows extensive negotiations between a group of Democrats and Republicans. There are lawmakers on both sides who oppose the measure. Some Democrats say it does not go far enough to address the nation's needs. Some Republicans object to the scope and the price tag. But in the evenly split Senate, the package is expected to have the support of more than two-thirds of the members. Approval in the Senate would send the measure to the House of Representatives, where lawmakers are expected to consider it in September. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday she supports the implementation of a mainland Chinese law in the former British colony to respond to foreign sanctions. But Lam said she would prefer the law be introduced through Hong Kong legislation rather than Beijing legislation. Under China's law, individuals involved in making or implementing discriminatory measures against Chinese citizens could be put on a government anti-sanctions list. Those people could then be denied entry into China or be expelled, have assets seized or frozen, or be restricted from doing business. The mainland law comes as the United States and European Union step up pressure on China over trade, technology, Hong Kong, and the far western region of Xinjiang. Critics have warned that Hong Kong's adoption of the law could undermine its reputation as a global financial hub. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.